fact that you like to challenge thinking, especially concerning Jesus and religion.
So, number six says, you will live forever in the presence or absence of God, reaping the consequences of your beliefs and actions on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it goes back to your destination. Either you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell based on the way your behavior was here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either going to be absent or present. But you know, like I said, it's kind of like, where's the incentive?
Well, that leads me to ask you a question then, and that is, honestly, do you love God? And if you truly love God, like a parent, do you truly need to have an incentive to please Him?
No.
You know what our problem has been? Yours and mine both. Is that our parents, especially my dad, not my mom. My mom did everything she could to make things wonderful for me. And the rest of our children, our brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
My dad, not so much. He was a hard ass, a drunk. And he made life rough.
Mm-hmm.
Many occasions.
And your point is what?
Your dad did the same goddamn thing.
And your point is what?
The point being is that because our fathers were such shitheads to us, we look at God the same way.
I don't look at God as my a shithead.
You don't? Yeah, bullshit.
You
never really stopped and examined it. Yes, you do. You think, God, why did you do this? Why did you do that? That doesn't make any sense. That's just mean and cruel. And then you start comparing him to your real dad because he was mean and cruel. Yeah, he would tease your cousins and any other child that would cry because he liked watching them cry. So you get this, in the back of your mind, you think God's doing that just because he likes to see us.
He
likes to laugh and he thinks that's funny.
He does.
And we're not doing it because we think it is traumatizing. It is. It's mean and rotten. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me.
No, I believe God does stuff like I said. He set up the game to be
a losing game.
Yes. So, because just on those seven things, you know, then you read these other books where you got family curses, okay? Mm-hmm. This one. You've got gifts of the Holy Spirit. You've got led by the Spirit. You've got 10 curses that block the blessing. Devils and demons, how to invest your money. Because
I saw that one the other day.
This one.
Yeah. And what'd you learn when you read that book?
That there are a lot of rules that God set up, and you have to obey His rules in order to, you know,
reap any kind of blessings with your responsibilities.
Yes. And then then it goes to this one, where I told you you can't be angry. And you've got, well, this one goes into witchcraft and the curse of unforgiveness and the curse of racism. Racism blocks the blessing. A kingdom divided cannot stand. You don't get nothing. So you have to strive every day like an alcoholic or drug addict not to screw up. Every day. And that's why Paul said, when Jesus calls you, when God calls you, if you're single, you stay single. Because you cannot focus on your sole purpose of being when you've got a wife, kids, mortgage, bills, car payment, lust. You focus. When you're single,
but what else did he say? He said, but if you stand burning in lust, it is better to be married.
True. That was a catch. A safety net for the original
for the guys like you and me that can't leave their peters alone.
And
yeah, I know I'm wrong.
No, and then if you're, when God calls you, if you're married, you stay married. But yeah, he did come up with the safety nets or the loopholes because it's too hard. Who wants to do it?
All I have to say is, yes, it's a struggle every single day. And according to God, just by virtue of being saved, being a Christian, you are righteous in his eyes. Better be, because
money makes you a burden barrier instead of a burden. Money is a weapon against ignorance.
Yeah.
Money is necessary because it solves problems.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes 10:19. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, okay, these books and... Oh, here, maybe by now you're thinking, I don't have many talents, opportunities to bring. Yeah, Jesus will reward you and me on the basis of what we did with what we were given. What were you given? What were you giving, and what did you do with it? It's that little parable of, I got a bunch of seeds and I threw them on the concrete and they fell in between. And the other guy goes, I buried them in the backyard because I didn't want to, you know. What did you do with what God gave you? You're going to be accounted for that. I mean, just, it's just so hard.
I won't lie to you.
It is
hard.
And if you, you know. No. This one I think I might keep. I don't know. I keep looking at it. It's even got a little prayer in the back. Since we know that we deserve God's judgment, what can we do to make things right with him and escape the consequences of our sins?
Ask for mercy.
Hell by degrees.
But if you ever noticed, God Almighty, always in the Bible, from Genesis to now, everything he's ever done in the book, anytime someone came to him and begged for mercy, what did he do?
He gave it to him.
Yeah.
So where's the incentive for me to be good? Because at the very end, I could just go, I'm sorry, I was a fuck up. It was too hard.
Okay, here's, remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, 40 days and 40 nights?
Yeah.
And the devil says, well, you know, bow down and kiss my ass and I'll make you the ruler of all. And remember he said, it's better to basically have nothing rather than lose your own soul. Yeah. But anyway, he also said, well, jump off this rock. Show me you're truly the Son of God. Otherwise, and angels will catch you so that you won't hurt yourself. And he said, no.
Okay, and your point of the story is what?
I was just about to say it. The point of the story is he said, no, thou shalt not tempt thy Father God. Because when you get to the end, and you have it, Vince, how can you be sincere at the very end when you were never sincere in your life?
Because I'm begging for my salvation.
You can beg for shit. You ain't going to get it unless you're sincere.
And what did you say? Only God knows your heart. Only
you
God
know.
Knows.
How can you be sincere at the end if you're not sincere now? How can you even practice sincerity?
God will laugh at me and go...
Yeah, whatever. You didn't mean it then, you don't mean it now.
Exactly. Sorry, honey. You can't come. But I still get to go to the concert because I got a ticket. I don't have a golden ticket because I didn't...
To believe, though.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You have to believe Jesus died on a cross.
I believed it at that moment that I did it.
Yeah, you don't believe it anymore?
So how can he renege on that?
Are you sure you believed it then?
I believed it. No,